Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation had strong words Wednesday for his supporters of former President Donald Trump, who had been using violent rhetoric in the wake of his agency search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
Any threats made against law enforcement, including the men and women of the FBI, as with any law enforcement agency, are deplorable and dangerous.
Christopher Wray declined to answer specific questions about Monday's hours-long search of Trump's Palm Beach, Florida resort. The search of Trump's residence is part of an investigation into whether Trump took classified records from the White House when he left office in January 2021. Days after U.S. authorities carried out the search warrant on Mar-a-Lago, Trump invoked his constitutional rights against self-incrimination during an hours-long deposition in a New York civil investigation of his business dealings. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After arriving at the state attorney general's Manhattan offices, Trump cited the Fifth Amendment in saying he declined to answer questions under oath. The attorney general has said there is significant evidence Trump's company misled lenders and tax authorities about the value of assets like golf courses, which the ex-president denies, calling it a witch hunt. While he's defended himself publicly, legal experts had said answering questions under oath would be risky, because anything Trump said could potentially be used in a parallel criminal probe by Manhattan's top prosecutor. Trump spent more than 6 hours at the office before leaving. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities in Mali have declared 3 days of national mourning to begin Thursday after a pair of weekend attacks killed dozens of soldiers and police officers. This is